Good evening, everybody. This is Paul Hopkins with Amazing Grape, and we're really glad to have all of you people on tonight. Had a lot of people dinging in there, and we appreciate everybody being on the call. As one of them said, he muted himself off, and so if any of you come on and you want to, if you have any background noise, just please respect the other people by hitting star 6, and if you need to get back on for anything, then hit star 6 again. You'll come right back on. I try my best to get a jam-packed call in every week with so much information, so many good things to share with you. A lot of conference calls for network marketing is all about hype and all about the people all over the country that are just making a huge pile of money. And we know that the biggest portion of it is just hype, because if they can act like that everybody is just making huge money, then everybody will want to get involved, and everybody will want to join. Well, we want you to join, and we really want you to make some good money. But we want the people at Amazing Grape to have a little bit more of a sensible mission, and that's why that I've said quite often for my sort of slogan for this company is we have no hype, no junk, and no fees. It doesn't cost you anything to join Amazing Grape. If you want some product, obviously you're going to have to buy some product, and you'll buy that from your upline. And if people have been invited on the call tonight, we want you to listen, and then we want you to get back with the person who invited you on the call. And as I say, obviously if you want some product, you'll have to order some product. But if you want to join, and any of you people, there's no fee to join Amazing Grape. And when you join, you get a free replicated website, and that way you can send people to your website to order the product or to sign up as new distributors. And along with that, you also have the access as a distributor to go into your back office and order the product once you became a distributor. And that only requirement for being a distributor is that you agree to be on autoship, so that you'll get one unit of product each month, that you'll get one bottle of product. And then after you pay for that one unit of product at retail price with free shipping, then you can come back and you can order as many units of product as you want during the month, and it costs you half price, but the shipping costs you absolutely nothing. We ship it free, whether it's a half-price order, whether it's a full-price order. We ship it free anywhere in the United States, and we think that's a little cut above everything else we hear out there. But we don't want no hype. We don't want to hype our product. We don't want to hype our business. We feel like people are tired of that. What we want to do is tell the truth about the research that we have found all over the country. There's a tremendous amount of research now since 2003 on the muscadine grape seed and skin. And we want to present that research. We want to bring that to you and let you take it. And a lot of it is already on our website. We're going to have a lot more on there before long. We're working on that. And as we add the research, we want you to go there and know that you've got solid research from different universities and different places all over the country, even from the National Institute of Health, that backs up the ideas from those researchers that this is a tremendous product. This is something that will help your health all around. We don't make any guarantees of what it's going to do for you. We don't make any false claims. We don't make any hype, as I said. But we do offer 100% money-back guarantee. I was talking to a man yesterday, and he was asking about the product, and he said, well, do you guarantee it? And I said, well, we have a 100% money-back guarantee. If you're not happy with it, you can send it back, and we'll give you money back, or just call us and tell us, and we'll send you money back. He said, wow. He said, that's really something. That's hard to find anymore. So we're excited about that. I want to take just a few minutes here before we get further into this, and I want to tell you about some of – I pick up books all the time that really complements what we're doing. And a couple weeks ago and the last couple weeks, I've been talking about the glycemic index for diabetics, because, quite frankly, one of the best things that the product can do is help diabetics to balance their blood sugar levels. And we have a tremendous amount of research with the doctors at a major medical association or university that have indicated that the muscadine does a tremendous amount of help in balancing your blood sugar. Now, we found out also in some of those books by the pharmacist, Ms. Cohen, that one of the biggest problems with the diabetic condition is that it's actually caused in a great deal by prescription drugs and non-prescription drugs, and especially the statin drugs. The statin drugs cause a great deal of problem with diabetes. It causes diabetes. So these are some things that the research is now bringing out to people, and with the Amazing Grape product, the muscadine seed and skin, there is many different ways that it actually mimics insulin until it brings about new life to the pancreas and to the organs on it and starts you to produce an insulin again. These are tremendous help because, quite frankly, you talk about an opportunity, but you've got one-fourth of the United States, over 75 million people, are either diabetic, full-blown diabetic, or they're either in what they call borderline or just in the beginning stages of diabetes. And right now in the United States, there's 4,300 people every day that are given the, if you want to call it a sentence, they're given the diagnosis that you're a diabetic and you're going to be this way the rest of your life. That's seemed like a terrible thing with as big a medical field and as much research as we have in America for over 4,000 people a day to be diagnosed with or told that they're a diabetic. And this comes straight from the reporting. But I have a book tonight I want to share a little bit with you, and this is some new information relatively, but it is true information that you have heard people speak about in the past, but you really wondered about. Well, it's about medical myths. And medical myths can actually cure you. And so we want to give you the truth. And this book is by Dr. Nancy Snyderman. You've probably seen her on ABC News in the morning or in the 2020 program, different programs she's on. Dr. Snyderman has been a surgeon for a long time, and she's also a very well-known doctor. And she reports on a lot of these things. But she has listed over 100 truths and myths that, you know, may make a huge difference in your health. And I want to just give you a few of them. Y'all can get this book. It's a tremendous little book by Dr. Snyderman. Some of the things that you have heard a lot about, and yet I'm just going to go through several of them pretty quickly and give you an idea of some of them. One of the truths that she lists, one of the first truths, is that bone density tests may be relatively worthless. In other words, they won't really give you any light or any understanding of where the situation is with your bones. He says full body scans are not worth the price. They're not going to really give you a lot of information. She says that one thing you should do is keep working on things, keep learning things about your health, keep doing things that are going to improve your health, keep working on learning about those things that will make a difference in your health. I've kind of scanned through the thing for everybody, and there was some things that I thought was very interested in the things that she put forth that people begin to study and work on their health, but they've been accustomed to listening to the medical community all the time, and yet here are medical myths that are busted by her from true medical knowledge. She said you don't need to drink 8 glasses of water every day. Wearing a copper bracelet does not cure arthritis. We're turning into a nation of cyberchondriacs. People go online and they figure out what's wrong with them, and they self-diagnose themselves, and a lot of times the diagnosis maybe misses a lot, but yet they also learn how to cope with things like diabetes and things like that. They get better information online than they do from their doctor. She also lists what the leading cause of death and illness in this country is. This is something we have believed for a long time. She has supported the thing here. She says drug mistakes are the leading cause of death and illness in this country. We have said that for many years, that the fourth leading cause of death is properly prescribed prescription drugs. It's amazing to find that she has uncovered a lot of these things. Shingles is not contagious. A lot of people think that they are. The biggest breeding ground for germs in your bathroom is not your hairbrush. It's your toothbrush. Because the toothbrush, if it's not properly cleaned or if you don't change that toothbrush very often, you're going to have a lot more germs. And those germs actually, you know, we're all the time thinking about germs on the handles of the grocery carts or on the handles of the doors. Or we have so many different things that people do now, and they carry these little hand sanitizers around, and they use them everywhere. And yet, for things that they're not even thinking about, they're probably getting worse and more germs than they are in those places. I also might remind you that those little germ-fighting hand sanitizers that everybody believes that they must have, and they've got them in the stores. When you walk in the store, you can use them in offices and everywhere. And actually, they have alcohol in them. And if you read on the outside of a bottle of alcohol, especially if it's pretty strong alcohol, isopropyl alcohol, it'll tell you that it cannot be made non-poisonous. And we also hear the researchers tell us that whenever that you put those hand sanitizers on, that alcohol goes directly to your liver within just a few seconds. This is something another that, you know, really concerns me, because so many children in school, so many children are using these things, just almost obsessively. And this can cause damage to them as they grow up, because it's going to continue to bother and go to their liver. One thing that is interesting, I've been working on this for many years, for several years. I put together a tremendous amount of research on it myself regarding all of the people around the world that are dying, and especially the children that are dying in Africa and India. Each night, we're told that over 3,000 children die just because of mosquito bites. Well, Dr. Schneiderman puts in here that mosquitoes are the deadliest insects on earth. They kill more people, and in fact, I had a friend from Washington. He was in several administrations. He's an international immigrations expert, and he looked at my research, and he said, Paul, he said, this is worse than the bubonic plague, because it says that 1 in 17 people that die on the face of the earth will die from a mosquito bite. This is some pretty big stuff, but it tells you that there are a lot of things out there that are hindrance, or they are things that can harm your health, and yet we're going to get to something here, I think, that is going to make a big difference in your health. There is a lot of things here about stress. Stress does not cause ulcers. And there are a lot of different things that you can do for your health. One of them, you know, a lot of people take vitamin C to prevent colds. She says that it doesn't prevent colds at all. There is a lot of things about food allergies and things like that. A lot of people don't think that these little things make a huge big difference, but they do. Your people that smoke, obviously, it's just completely destroying their lungs. If you take a picture and look at a healthy lung and one where somebody smokes, you can see that there's a tremendous thing there. There are different things that you can do and things that, you know, you shouldn't do. That one thing that a lot of people think about with teenagers is that they think that acne is caused by eating a lot of chocolate. It actually is not. A lot of things that have to do with your health in general, and even diabetics, she says, can eat chocolate and sweets. That's not what the problem is. And we've, of course, been over that a great deal here lately, and I'm going to share a little bit of that with you in just a minute, too. There's a lot of things that you can do for your heart, and also something that you're doing that really is a hindrance to your heart, and that is soft drinks. Because soft drinks, especially regular soft drinks, they're saying that they may be linked to heart disease and diabetes. Because if you look at a soft drink, the soft drink is actually almost as acid on the pH scale as battery acid. If you look at battery acid, it's about number 0 or 1 on a pH scale, and soft drink is 2 on the scale. And we need to have the body fluids, and we need to have our water or our fluids that we take into our body need to be about a 7, 7.5 in that range on the pH scale in order to be balanced. We need to do more to alkalize our systems. She says that eating eggs is not a cause of cholesterol. We've heard a lot about that over the years. People cut out, they can only have one egg a week, things like that. She says that thin people die of heart attacks every day. And actually, women have 6 times more likelihood of having a heart attack with no symptoms whatsoever beforehand than they do of having breast cancer. And yet, you see all the pink ribbons and all the pink stuff all over the country, everywhere, put out all this research and everything on breast cancer, and yet the women in this country are 6 times more likely to die, and actually the leading cause for women in this regard is heart attacks and strokes. There are things that we know about smoking and everything, that secondhand smoke does kill people. There are some fats that you can eat that are better than other fats. You actually could eat fats and should eat certain fats, especially your essential fatty acids. They'll make a big difference in your health. And then she says fat-free foods can actually wreck your diet. Of course, we talk about diabetes a great deal. She says type 2 diabetes can be just as bad as type 1 diabetes. Now, there's one truth that she's mentioned, and I think this one may have a little bit of fun attached to it. She says people in Colorado actually live longer. We don't know whether it's a mountain there or whether it's a lifestyle or what, but it does make a big difference, she says. Vitamin D is a huge health builder. We know that it's good for bones, and it helps to cause the calcium that you take to set in the bones. But vitamin D can make a huge difference in your health from different aspects of it, and she has listed some of them here. She says that actually you have a better opportunity to find cancer than your doctor. And she says that annual exams really are kind of a thing of the past, because they really have never shown to catch things. Usually the patient finds a problem and then takes it to the doctor. Eating sugar will not cause your cancer to grow faster. There is also some research that shows that stress, although we said a while ago it does not cause ulcers, it does not cause cancer either. And headaches are rarely a sign of a brain tumor. She lists some other things about the different types of drugs. And, of course, we know that the skin is the largest organ in the body. And so we need to take care of the skin as well, because a lot of pollution, a lot of things happen to the body in that way. All of these are just really interesting truths from the medical community. And I have said before, I'll say it again, in America we've got the best doctors in the world, but the medical community does not study nutrition. They do not take in any credits in nutrition during their studies. And so this is not disrespectful of doctors. We're just telling the truth about it. And that's what Dr. Snyderman has done here. She's brought out some tremendous truths and myths, and some of those myths can actually kill you. And so if you want to get that book and look into it, it's a tremendous amount of good information there. And she has also been on TV many times with different programs and everything. Now I want to switch gears and give you just a few more things on diabetes here from the glycemic index. The glycemic index is a tremendous indicator of foods that you may not have thought of. So many times we think of foods that's causing a big problem for diabetics, when there's actually a lot of things that you can eat, things that actually are good for you and will help with the diabetic condition, if you can keep your glycemic index under 55. And there's several books available that will show you the foods that are under 55, and those that are 55 to 75 can cause a little bit of tick in your sugar, and those that are over 75 can cause you some gain or some increase in your blood sugar levels. Now, we have steadfastly believed, and we have got some books to back that up now, that the metabolism of your food or the lack of metabolism can cause that blood sugar level to increase. And so it's not always about eating sugar. That's what these researchers have indicated, that it's not about eating sugar and that sugar is not the factor in diabetes, but that actually the sugar in your blood or the glucose in your blood. And quite often that's caused because that your body didn't properly metabolize
the food.
Bring
them up here, I'll do it.
So there's so many things that you can eat. You might want to get a copy of the book. It says The New Glucose Revolution. It's an authoritative guide to the glycemic index, and it is something that can help you a dietary solution for permanent weight loss. It's by Jeannie Brand Miller, Ph.D., Thomas Woolever, M.D., Stephen Caliguri, M.D., and Kay Foster Powell, a nutrition and diet expert. Now, this one is a really good book. If you go in the back of it, it has all of the glycemic index for foods, and I'm not going to try to take time to go into all of them. See, my time is running out. But there is a lot of things that you think about that would cause a problem for your diabetic condition, and it really doesn't. But there's also some things that you think would cause a problem for your diabetic condition, and actually they aren't. One thing people's always thought of is corn being very sweet. Sweet corn actually has a glycemic index of 37. Sweet corn canned has only a 46 glycemic index. And so this is something that, you know, normally you would think of as having more sugar in it. Buckwheat and barley are grains that actually have a very, very low, barley has a very low, like 22, 25, 27 glycemic index. The different kinds of rice and grains, there's difference in those as well. Actually, milk, when I think of milk as being sweet milk, well, actually, full-fat milk only has a glycemic index of 11. And the different ones only go up to about 34 to 40 in that. Then if you look at even ice cream, has a relatively low glycemic index. Different kinds of pudding that you think of that a diabetic may wouldn't want to eat. All kinds of fruits and things like that. The fruits actually have a lower glycemic index than prepared things. There's many different kinds of beans that are good for you and they're good for your body, but yet they have a low glycemic index. Think of spaghetti and pasta as being high, and actually spaghetti is very low. There's many different things in the glycemic index. The New Glucose Revolution is the name of the book. You may want to get a copy of that and study it if you're a diabetic or if you have a loved one that's a diabetic, because this can make a huge difference in them. Now I want to get back for a minute, because I see our time is moving on, to Amazing Grape. And I want to say a little bit about the progress that we've made and where we're going. We have had a lot of challenges this year. We're working on a lot of them. We have a lot of exciting new things that we're working on for you as distributors. We want to bring some new products out this year. We also want to do a lot more work on our website to make it a lot more user-friendly and make things a lot more better for you. We also want each one of you to think a lot more. We're going to start with some meetings this year and probably some regional meetings and all. But we want everybody to think of this as a very simple program. That's what the doctors want me to set it up as. And in their discussions and everything, what we want you to do is share it with a few people. We want you to have four people on your front line. We want you to have four paying customers on your front line, because it is a 4x7. If you have one paying customer on your front line, obviously you're going to make a little commission off that one. But then when that person has someone to sign up under them, and somebody under them, and somebody under them, you're actually going vertical. You're going down the chain, and you're not going to draw as much of a commission out of it. What we want you to do is think about getting four people at least on the width of your organization. Fill up your first four people with paying customers, with people who will purchase the product, or distributors who will purchase the product on AutoShip each month. And then teach those four people to go out and get four people. And that way you're building the width of your organization. And if you build the width of it the way it's designed, it will turn into a good income for you. This is the way it was designed. This is what we want you to do. And we stress that quite often, because that's actually what some of the best network marketers in the business has shared with me in the past. Because I've, you know, sometimes you want to go and find out how they did it. You want to go and find out how other networkers worked. And since I've been in the network marketing business for 35 years, one way or another, with two or three different companies, I have questioned these people. And some of the leaders, some of the people who really were doing well, you all may have heard me speak of it. I have told it, it's a long time back on the conference calls. I'll mention it again. But I had a gentleman that worked for a company that I was with, and this man was making, he and his wife, about $120,000 a month in network marketing. Well, as I told you at the top of this program, we're not hyping millionaires, and we're not talking about, you know, a huge amount of money. We want people to be committed, number one, to the product, and then think about what it can turn into for you. But this is an example that this gentleman told me. He said he and his wife were making about $120,000 a month in network marketing, and I, you know, kind of got him off to the side at one of the big meetings we were at. And I asked him, I said, you know, I'm just starting a business. And I said, I really want to know what, you know, if there's any special way that you do things, how do you really build your organization? And this is what he told me. He said, he sort of backed up a little bit, and he said, well, Paul, he said, I'm going to tell you, and he said, this is going to sound really elementary. But he said, what you do is you tell people up front. When you're talking to somebody, when you're asking them about the business, or you're talking to somebody that you think may be interested in the business, he said, the first thing you do is tell them up front. Be honest with them. Tell them that you're looking. At that time, we had to have, it was an old breakaway program, and we had to have six legs. And in our case, we only have to have four. But he said, tell those people up front that you're looking for six people who really want to build a business, who really want to go out there and help recruit people and get people in and build your width and build your business. And he said, you may have to go through 100, 125 people to do that. But he said, be committed to it. He said, go talk to them, work with them and everything. And he said, if people are not interested, they'll tell you. And he said, still be nice to them, bless them, sell them product, do anything that you can for them. But he said, find those people who really want to help you build a business. And then he said, teach those people to do the same thing that you did. And in our case, it's four people. You want four people who is willing to go out there and find four more people and really wants to build a business. Now, obviously, anybody who signs up, if they just want to buy the product, then just sell it to them as a customer. You're going to make a commission off of them as a customer, and they're under no obligation to purchase on a regular monthly basis. They can just purchase the product when they wish. We have some customers who will order product every 3 weeks, you know, and that sort of thing. But the people are under no obligation as just a customer. But if they want to come in as a distributor, you want to find those people who are willing to build a business, who really want to like you. If they just sign up as a distributor and they're not going to do much, then that's okay. You know, they'll still get their product every month. You'll still get some commission. But you want to find four people who will really help you build a business. And then you teach them to do the same thing. And as they teach people, that's going to help to fill up your second level, which is 16 wide. And then they're going to help to fill up the third level, which is 64 wide. And as you find these leaders, you're only responsible for finding those four. And each one of them is responsible for finding four. But get people who really want to build a business and help you build a width. And help all the others as well as best you can. Bless their lives. Love them. Care for them. But spend your time working on trying to find those who will really help you build your business. And he looked at me and he said, when you get that done, when you find four committed, in his case it was six, when you find six committed individuals, and when they find six, and they find six, he said, when you get it three levels deep like that, he looked at me and he really kind of, his face kind of changed, and he said, Paul, at that point, you can't stop it. In other words, it's going to really grow into a business for you. And that's what the whole object is with the 4x7. It's a simple program. It's not a hard program to do. And you get referral commissions off of seven levels deep just by signing up for AutoShip. You don't have to buy, you know, $100 worth to get this and buy $200 worth to get the next level or several levels. And you don't have to have a breakaway, and you don't have a binary where you got to have matching stuff every week or quotas and monthly amounts that you've got to do. All we want people to do is purchase one unit of product each month and build a 4x7 matrix. And that one unit of product a month can turn into a nice monthly income if you'll build a width. And that's what we want people to do, is concentrate on the width. Now, I see my time is gone already, and there's a lot of stuff still I want to share with you, so I'll still be working on bringing you some more things next week. But there are a number of health books out there. If you go dig for them and look for them, you can find some really good information on the old herbal books and on the different remedies that you can use besides the Amazing Grape product. Now, does that mean that we want to just sell you everything out there? No. But there's a lot of things that you'll be able to get at your local health food store to help with some of the problems of the human body, but you won't find any of them to be any more effective than the Amazing Grape product. So therefore, it's our flagship product, and we think you'll want it to be your flagship product because it has the highest antioxidant strength that you can get, which is great. It has an anti-inflammatory property, which really helps with chronic pain or with any kind of pain because it helps to alleviate or helps to get out the inflammation in your body. It has ellagic acid, which is really good for fighting cancer. It has quercetin, which is really good for fighting allergies. It has so many good properties that help get rid of cholesterol and help to lower your triglycerides and all of these things. And yet, of all these things that it does, we feel like it's the best all-around thing that you can get. You may occasionally need a little help from something else. So you need to begin to learn and study all of these things that you can that have to do with natural health. Because Dr. Snyderman says that actually doctors are beginning to look into more natural, healthy remedies, and they're thinking more about this. And the reason they're thinking this more now is because of the consumer interest. More of you are learning that herbal nutrition is a real winner. And so we hope that everybody that works with Amazing Grape will be a real winner. So go out there and share it with as many people as you can. Tell them about the product. Tell them about the research and the benefits. No hype, no junk. We just want them to know the truth, and we believe that that's the best case for all of us. I do appreciate everybody being on the call tonight, and look forward to seeing you and talking with you again next week, same time, 8 p.m. Tell your people, and if there's new people on here tonight that, you know, if you've learned some about the company and about the products and things, be sure and get back with the person who give you an invitation to get on the call tonight. Thank all of you for being on the call. I appreciate you being here tonight, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Good evening, everybody.